Absolutely, man. The Gimel Amidbeis, last third of the daf. Ahuda Nachas Kamed Rabbi Chanina. Ahuda Nachas Kamed Rabbi Chanina. Omar Hokel Hagadol Hagibor Vanoro VaHaAdir VaHaIzuz VaHaYorui HaChozak VaHaAmitz VaHaVaday VaHaNichbad Himtin Lo Atzisiyin Hadasiyin. What's it called? Rabbi Chanina waited for this person to finish all of these shvachim of the Rabban Shalom. He see him, Omer Leis, Santino, the Kula Shvachi, the Morech. Did you finish all of the praises of the Rabban Shalom? So he said to him, Lama li kule hai, why so much? Anan honi klas di amrinu, ni lav di amrinu Moshe Rabbeinu bi oraisa. Bo osu anshek yas takbola vitaknino vitfila, lo havinin yicholun le neymar. Lohu. Right, to say shvachim of the Rabbanu Shalom is only because in the Torah it says that these are shvachim you can say, and it says these three and doesn't say more. If Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't have said them, the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah wouldn't have put them into tefillah, Hakel, Hagadol, Hagibor, Vanora, we couldn't have said those either, because you are minimizing the shevach of the Rabbanu Shalom, whatever you say. The Art Amras Kulei Hai, and you're saying so much. The Ozlas, you continue going. The Marshal of Melech Bosser Adam, show you Elef Alofim Dinrei Zohav. A king had hundreds of thousands or millions of Dinrei Zohav. Vayim Akalsin also Bishol Kesef. And they praised him that he had Kesef. Vahalo Ginai Hulo, wouldn't that itself be a Ginai? Even if they say it's the same amount of coins, but with a different quality of coins will be a Ginai. Kol Shekein, where you're minimizing the quantity and the quality. And the Marsha says, what's the Kesef and Zohav? Should have said that the person has millions of coins and you praise him, he has thousands. So you're minimizing the quantity. Why the quality? Because since in the Torah, Hakel, Hagod, Lagibar, Vanor is mentioned specifically, any other Shevach is like silver to gold. So not only are you quantity-wise minimizing the Shevach of the Rabban Shalom, quality-wise also, by adding all these other ones, the ones that the Torah mentions specifically are the golden ones, and these are the silver ones. Rashi. Damrinu Moshe, Ilav Damrinu Moshe, Hakel Hagodl Hagibor Vanora, Asher Lo Yisa Ponim Velo Yikach Shochat. There it says, what's it called, in Devarim Yud, these Shvachim that Moshe Rabbeinu mentioned specifically, the Takninu B'Tvila, Kishispal Ezra, Al Moal Hagola, the Sefer Ezra, so he also mentioned these Shvachim of the Rabban Shalom. So those, for some reason, the Torah said, are okay to say, even though they're only a part of the Shevach of the Rabban Shalom. Okay. Here, two things about being Mosif in Shevach, because we do say a lot of Piyutim and a lot of different Tfilos that have a million other Shvachim of the Rabban Shalom. And to say Aderes Vemuna and all these other things. So Reb Hai Gon says it's only Osir if you do it with Tefillah. The Rosh also holds like that, because in Tefillah you're being Mosif on what the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah were Mesaken, and that in itself is Osir. But if you want to, in your own Tachanunim, add Shevach to the Rabban Shalom, that's Mutu. It's only the Isser is not because you are praising the Rabban Shalom too much. The Isser is because it's specifically in Tefillah, and in Tefillah you have to do the Nusach of Tefillah and not something extra. The Maria Buav says a different idea, not so much Tefillah or not Tefillah, but it depends if you're doing it Belashon Bakasha. If you're trying to ask for something to the Rabban Shalom, then you can praise him as much as you want. But Stam in Tefillah, Stam because you are describing the Rabban Shalom, you're not doing it because of your supplication. You're doing it to describe the Rabban Shalom, that's what's awesome. The Madonna Yontif says, according to this Tam, that if you're doing it to ask things from the Rabban Shalom, not just to describe him, it'll be mutter, then in the middle brachas of Shemoneh Esrei, it should be mutter to add as many to'arim as you want, because they are bakashas. However, he says there the other reason kicks in, that you're changing the tefillah. So you can't, in tefillah, whether it's bakasha or not, you can't add ta'arim, either because you're changing the tefillah, or because in tefillah itself, stop, shevach of the Rabban Shalom is not a proper thing. But if it's a bakasha and it's not in tefillah, it's like the tachanunim after davening or something like that, or you want to compose your own tefillah, whatever, it's not part of tefillah, and it's not shevach, it's tachanunim, then both of those reasons would permit it. The Rav Yoh says that it's dafka b'tzibur that's asher, but and in tefillah, but b'yachid is mutter, even b'tefillah, and the Rambam b'maisa holds that it's asher b'yachid, it's asher even if it's not b'tefillah, and therefore the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim has a whole diatribe against the Paitonim, against piyutim b'chlal, for other reasons too, but this is one of the reasons, that the piyutim add tremendous amounts of ta'arim to the Rabbanu Shel Olam, and that's not proper, no matter where the piyut is said. The Ramah and the Mechaber Paskin, like the Rabbeinu Yonah, that it's only Aser B'tfilah, and Tachanunim or whatever, piyutim, is okay, as long as you're not adding Shmon Esrei. And the Rambam holds that, not like the Rambam, and like we said already, the Rambam holds that those things are also Aser. They also say that it's only if you add ta'arim. There's a difference between descriptive names of the Rabbanu Shel Olam, adjectives of the Rabbanu Shel Olam. That's what this is talking about over here. It's Aser. But ribui shevach, you say things the Rabbanu Shel Olam did, nisim, niflos, those kinds of things. There's no Isser at all. However, the Shulchan Aruch says that that's okay. But if you do it, you should use psukim. That makes it more easy to be matter, to mention psukim that speak about what things the Rabbanu Shel Olam did. So if you're going to add into tfilos, into personal tfilos or whatever, ribui shevach of the Rabbanu Shel Olam, not ta'arim, not descriptions of the Rabbanu Shel Olam, but things that he did, you should do it derech psukim. And the Ra'or says that speaking about the ribui of niflos, shevach of the Rabbanu Shel Olam, things that he did, that's the whole Sefer Tehillim is filled with that. You can't say that something like that would be awesome. Okay, one. V'omar Rabbi Chanina, hakol bidei shamayim chutz miyirah shamayim. Everything is in the hands of the Rabbanu Shel Olam except for yirah shamayim. Shenemar v'ata Yisrael mo Hashem Elokecha shoel nimoch kiim liyirah. The Rabbanu Shel Olam asks you for yirah shamayim. It's not something that he provides, something you have to provide. Shemar says, Atu Yerushamayim Milsa Zutrasahi, but it may sound like it's a small thing. He's asking for it. But what is the Rosh Hashanah asking? It's just a small thing called Yerushamayim. Omer Rabbi Chanina, Mishum Rabbi Shim Ben Yochai, Eim Lo La Kodesh Baruch Hu Veis Kenozov, Ela Otsar Shul Yerushamayim, Shenemar Yerus Hashem Hi Otsaro, right? Yerushamayim is a very precious thing. It's a very difficult thing. That's why the Rabbanu Shalom has that alone in his storehouses, in his treasure house. So it must be a very precious thing. So why should the Torah make it sound like it's a nothing? Mo Hashem, what does the Rosh Hashanah ask? Only Yirah Shamayim. Shemar says, in, legavi Moshe, milsa zutra sahi. For Moshe Rabbeinu, Yirah Shamayim was a small thing. Dom Rebbe Chanina, Moshe lo Adam shemavak shemenu kli gadol, v'yesh lo, dom olof ki kli cotton, v'ein lo dom olof ki kli gadol. If you have something that's expensive, but you have it, so it's no big deal. And if you have something that's not expensive and you don't have it, that's a big deal. So if you have something for you, it's a small thing. So everybody asks, Lamaisa, that's very nice. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't talking to himself, he was talking to Klal Yisrael. So why would the Torah say that Yirah Shamayim is a small thing if it's talking, what's it called, to Klal Yisrael and not to Moshe Rabbeinu? But Moshe Rabbeinu was a small thing, but he's speaking to them. So the Parsha of the Teres, Oli Bali Musar say, who also says that the Maggid, I think, said, but everybody says the same idea, that in a generation where there's a Moshe Rabbeinu, who to him, Yirah Shamayim, is a small thing, the hashpa that Moshe Rabbeinu has on the generation, even for them, they realize it's a small thing. And the Marsha says a different idea. He says there's two kinds of Yirah Shamayim. There's a Yirah Shamayim that's more instinctive, you're afraid of getting punished. That's a more instinctive kind of Yirah Shamayim. Then there's a Yirah Shamayim of Yiras Haromimus, of awe of the Rabbanu Shel Olam, where you're not afraid of punishment at all, you just stand in awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the more difficult one. That's the one the Rabbanu Shel Olam has in his base Ginosov. So Marsha says that, yes, Legabi Moshe Rabbeinu Milsa Zutrasa does not mean that Moshe Rabbeinu's Yiras Shamayim was a small thing to him. It means a different thing completely. It means that Klal Yisrael had an inkling of this higher level of Yiras Shamayim, and it came easy to them too by Moshe Rabbeinu. The Or they had a Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu came down from the mountain with his face shining with the Kvod HaShchinah. It says they had that fear to go, to approach him. That was a fear of awe. It wasn't a fear of punishment. They weren't afraid Moshe was going to punish them. It was an awe. So the Gabi Moshe Rabbeinu, they had that fear, and it was easy then to transfer it to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So in that generation, the people were trained with that fear of awe of the Ribbono Shel Olam by having that same fear of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's how the Marsha learns. See Rashi. Hakol bidei shamayim, kol habol al ha'adam, biyad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything that happens is Ratzon Hashem. Nothing in this world happens that's not Ratzon Hashem. Kigon oruch kotzer on the usher, whatever a person is the framework that is given to him to begin with, whether he's going to be tall or short or poor or rich or wise or stupid. And this chacham and shota means an IQ. If you have a high IQ, a low IQ, love on shachar, is white, black, tzaddik, what's it called? Shavar kol bidei shamayim. All of that is decreed by shamayim. Aval tzaddik v'rasha eino bo al yidei shamayim. But whether the person is going to be a tzaddik or a rasha, that's not decreed on a person. As zu maser b'yado shel adam, that the Rebbeinu Shem put it totally into the hands of a person. V'nasim lefanim shnei drachim. He gave him two paths. What the path is, the Rebbeinu Shem decides. But he gave him two. You can decide with the framework that you have, if you're going to use it for the good or use it for the bad. V'hu yivchar lo yirah shamayim. He should choose the path of yirah shamayim. But the paths, the Rebbeinu Shem, is koveh. What path you're going to have. But you have always a choice of two paths. You could do it one way or the other way. The Tosfos in other places, not here, asks, there's another Maimer Chazal, HaKol Bidei Shamayim Chutz Mitzinim Pachim. Everything's in the hand of Shamayim except for colds and heat. Because if you choose to bring sickness upon yourself by staying out in the cold, or being in a place that's too hot, that you can bring upon yourself. You can put yourself in a makom sakana or whatever and change your din. That's not bidei shamayim. That's up to you. So I saw the Bina Le'itin, says a cute shot. He says, really, there's a Tosa says, here it says, one is talking about things you can do naturally, and one is talking about yirah shamayim. One is talking about the framework within a person has to function, and the other one's talking about different things, talking about things that come on a person. So there, tzinim u'pachim, you can bring upon yourself. But the Bina Le'itim says they're both the same thing. Said sometimes a person has to cool himself off from being too hot in doing aveiras, and sometimes a person has to heat himself up in order to do mitzvahs. So it's the same exact thing. What's yirah shamayim? Cooling yourself off from aveiras or heating yourself up from mitzvahs. So the same thing. Everything's in the shamayim, except if you cool yourself off or you heat yourself up, which means yirah shamayim. So the Imam is saying the same thing. Okay, let's go on. Moldim, moldim, mishaskin also. If a person says moldim twice, then we keep him quiet because it sounds like he's thanking two different gods. Omreb zera. Kol ha'omer shma shma ka'omer modim modim. If you say shma shma, you say shma twice, it's like saying modim modim. And what's it called? Meshaskin also. You keep, make the person keep quiet. Meisve ha'koreya shma v'kofla harizem megune. If a person reads shma and repeats it, so he's saying shma shma l'chore, so that's megune. It's not nice, but it's not meshaskin also. Megune hu tahavi. Suke lo meshaskin le'. It's not nice, but it's not something that you make the person stop saying, right? It sounds like it's apikorsis. Where's Lokasha? Hada Amr Milsa, Milsa Vitanila, but Hada Amr Psuka, Psuka Vitanila. Makes a difference whether you said you doubled the words, Shma, Shma, Yisrael, Yisrael, and so on, or you double the whole pasuk. You said Shma, Yisrael, Hashem, Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, and you said it again. So Rashi learns, Milsa, Milsa Vitanila. If you repeat the words, right, Shma, Shma, Yisrael, Yisrael, that's only Meguna. It's not nice. It's not crazy. Right? But it's not Meshaskin also. It doesn't sound low Meshaskin, like Shane's and Doma, the Makabal of Shtei Malchuyos. It's not like your Makabal Shtei Malchus Shomai. Just stop saying a crazy thing. Shma, Shma, Yisrael, Yisrael. So it's not nice, but you're not Meshaskin also, because it doesn't sound like something awesome. Ella lemislotze. Sounds like you're making jokes. Omar pasuk shalim v'tani le. But if you said the whole pasuk and then said it again, then it looks like you're makabel omachlu shamayim twice. And if there's two omachlu shamayims, that means there's two shamayims. There's two rabbanu shaloms. Mishaskin le the merzik shtei rishuyos. Then it looks like two gods. Tosfos, on the other hand, says just the opposite. Tosfos says that if you say the whole pasuk twice, that's meguna. It's not nice. But it's not that's not the thing that's aser that mishaskin also. If you say every word twice, then it's taka aser and mishaskin also. And Tosfos himself says that the Gemara is more mashma like Rashi. Rashi's pshat. Because first the Gemara is what's it called? When Gemara says ha da omar, and then ha da omar, right? The chora first, it's going on the what's it called on the brisa, what it just finished on, right? And then it says what's it called on the Mishnah, right? Call it Rav Zeira, call it omar shma shma, omar moldim moldim, and then it explains the brisa that says only maguna. So it says if you say what's it called word by word, that's what Rav Zeira was talking about. That came first. If you say psuka psuka, then that's what the Bryce is talking about. It's only maguna. So that's one way of learning Tosfos. Keset Mishnah, I think, says like that. That it's more mashma like Rashi, that the first thing is what the Gemara explains first, and the second thing is what the Gemara explains second. The Gra says another shot, why Tosfos says, Lechem Mishnah says the first one. The Gra says, why is it mashma like Rashi? Because the... when Reb Zeira said, "Kol ha'omer shma shma," right? He said it without saying it b'loshen nekeva. The Brisa says ha'omer shma v'kofla, referred to shma the loshen nekeva, kofla. Okay, in the what's it called in the explanation? So it says ha'omer milsa milsa v'tani la in loshen nekeva. That's where you said. Word by word, v'tani la in Lashon Nekeva, and you repeated it, and hada amar psuka psuka v'tani le in Lashon Zachar. So the fact that it uses Lashon Nekeva goes better with what the Brisa said, and when it says Lashon Zachar, goes better on what Reb Zeira said. Okay.
There are times that we do.
Okay, let's see. It's not really true. There's no times that we say Shema twice. We don't do it. Okay. So let's see here what's here. Lamais. Rashi and also the Tosis Rid say that, like we said, to say the whole pasuk, that's what's Aser. And just if you say word by word, double it, that's Meguna. And the Rabbeinu Hananel, the Bahag, and Tosis say that if you say word by word, that's what's Aser. And the whole pasuk is only Megun. The reason the Rabbeinu Manoach explains Tosfos, right? Rashi says his reason. Why the whole pasuk is Aser? Because it sounds like you're accepting two Rishuyos. What's the reason in Tosfos? He says, if you say a whole pasuk again, it's no raya that you hold as two gods. Maybe you didn't have Kavanah the first time. But if you say the words, that can't be, you didn't have Kavanah, Shema, Shema, Yisrael, Yisrael, there, taka sounds like you're speaking to two gods, not because you didn't have kavan. The Shulchan Aruch says that you should be choshish for both perushim, never shouldn't do either one. Either also because meguna anyway. Whatever it is, at least it's meguna, but it could be it's aser. So since we have two different possibilities of what's aser, you surely should be choshish that both are aser. Shaila now is, okay, so we know that saying the first pasuk of Shema, either way, you shouldn't do. What about the whole parsha with Shema? Say the whole parsha of Shema over and over again. So the Rabbeinu Manoah says, in that is ein mishaskin oso, mashmet sum meguna. It's not a proper thing to do, to even say the whole parsha of Shema a second time, with Shema. The Yerushalmi says that you're allowed to say Shema and the first parsha over and over again until you fall asleep by Kriya Shema Shalmita. You want to, it makes you fall asleep. You can keep saying it over and over again until you fall asleep. And the Keset Mishnah says maybe that's only a special halacha by Kriya Shema Shalamita, but not by other things. Other Kriya Shemas you can't say even the whole parsha again. And the Smak holds that's mutter. If you say the whole parsha twice, is okay. The Maria Abuov says only mutter if you leave out the first pasuk. Because even to say the first pasuk twice as part of the whole parsha is awesome. Have the Shulchan Aruch talk of pasuk like that. First of all, it's only mutter b'kriya shma shalamita, and it's only mutter, the Magen Avraham says, without the first pasuk. So you can keep saying the ohafta over and over again by kriya shma shalamita, but not with the shma. And only by kriya shma shalamita, not stam. What about the other psukim of kriya shma? Not shma, not the, or saying the parsha over without shma. So the kolbo and the smak say that it's mutter, and the Shulchan Aruch taka says like that. Other psukim you can repeat over and over again by kriya shma, as long as not the first pasuk. And the Mishnah Brura, however, says, he's medayik from a rith, that even other psukim in kriya shma, any psukim in kriya shma, you can't say over and over again. The Rushalmi Tosas brings down here, it says it's only b'tzibur that it's awesome. But b'yochid, it's like tachanunim, you can say any of the psukim. And the Torah says the halacha is not like that. The Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch also says no difference between tzibur and yochid, you're not allowed to say shma over again. The Bach, however, passes like the Yerushalmi, and he says the difference is if other people hear you or not. It doesn't have to do with Tzibur and Yochid. It has to do, is anybody listening? Then you can't do it. If you're the only one listening, the only one who hears it, right, either because you're B'Yochid or you're saying it so low that no one else can hear, then it's mutter to say it over and over again because you know you're not being mekabel two gods, and it doesn't sound like to other people if nobody else hears anything. So the Bach holds that if it's silent, right, or nobody's around, that's okay. Now, therefore, what's the problem is, what happens if you said Kriya Shema and you weren't Mechavim? You have to say it again, Al Kavana. So the Keset Mishnah says, you say it again. Better you should do something Meguna and be Yotze than not. That's what's it called? That's Keset Mishnah. Igros Moshe says, but that's only if it's Meguna, not if it's Shaskin. So you can't do something Osir to be Yotze again. So he says, therefore, we have a problem because we don't know which one is really Osir. Now, if you say it word by word, or if you say it the whole pasuk, and then according to Tosfos, you say according to Rashi, if you say the whole pasuk, it's mishaskin also. So according to that, you couldn't go back. So there are other ways of getting around that. According to the Bach, that saying it low is always mutter. So the second time you say it low, that nobody else hears it. According to the Taz, you should wait a little while. It's only usher if you say it mamish one after the other. But if you wait a little while and there's a hefsik between them, then it's okay. So wait a few minutes. I don't know if you have to wait minutes, but wait a time where it's not mamish one after the other, and then you can say it again. And the Magen Avraham, the Chayyadim says, according to those that say you could say the whole parsha more than once, so the best thing to do is say the whole parsha again. Not just the pasuk of Shema, but read the parsha and then say the whole thing again. Okay, when it's not Kriya Shema Shocho, all of this is talking about where you're saying Kriya Shema is Kriya Shema. What happens stam to say these psukim? Not in Kriya Shema. Right, Kriya Shema, but not for Kriya Shema. So the Tosis over here brings down, the next Amud, that there was a minig to say Shema more than once, Motzei Yom Kippur. Like we say Baruch Shem Kavod more than once. And Hashem Elokim, they said Shema also more than once. Our minig is not to say Shema more than once. We just say Shema once. There's no time that we say Shema more than once. Except in Slichos, there's a Slicha that repeats Shema, but it's not over and over again, it's with things in between. We just say it, but you don't repeat it one after the other. So he holds, it used to be Slichos and Motzei Yom Kippur, where they said Shema more than once, and Tosfos says you shouldn't do that. The Rabbeinu Yonah says that it's mutter there. Why? Because it's only Aser, even B'tzibur, or even B'yachid, if a Yachid says it as in the Tzibur. But if the whole Tzibur says it together, we're not Choshish, the whole Tzibur is praying to two gods. So therefore, what's it called? The whole Tzibur is allowed to say it, and with place where the minig was to say Shema more than once, which again, we don't have, it was okay to do. The Reiser Leon says, it depends. According to the Shita that holds that saying the whole Pasuk is Aser, then you have to move out to the minig. But according to the Shita that holds saying the whole Pasuk is just Meguna, it's not Aser, then if the minig was like that, it's okay to do the minig, and it's not Meguna the Mechaber Lemaisa Paskins that in Slichos and Motzei Yom Kippur you shouldn't say Shema more than once over and over, and the Magen Avraham brings down that in Slichos there is a minig. He brings down a minig every time you say Hashem Hashem, he said Shema too, Shema Yisrael and Hashem Hashem. But he said there is no problem because you're not saying it one time right after the other. You're saying it many times, but with a hefsik between. So that's no problem at all. Okay. Go on.
What about a popular song that people sing, Shema Yisrael, over and over again?
Yeah, Lachari, not Lazar. Okay, go on. Omer Leira Papal Abaye, except, and again, this is Lamed Schus, that it's what's it called, that it's not the Tzibur, right? If you're singing it yourself or whatever. But according to all these other reasons, it applies to that as much as anything else. What? You say Hashem? Yeah, maybe that is also a reason why not. You're not saying the pasuk. Yeah, that should also be okay. Except if you hold that saying, you're not saying each word also. If you say each word, then it would make a difference. I just think Shema Shema is a problem. But if you hold that saying the whole pasuk is a problem, so you didn't say the whole pasuk. You said Hashem. Oh yeah, that should be okay. Omar later Papal Abaya, the Dilma Mikora Lokivin Daite, Uvasol Kivin Daite. Right? Maybe the person didn't have Kavana to begin with, and now he has Kavana. So that's why he's saying it over. Omar Lay, Chabrusa Klape Shmaya. What, you're making a Chabrusa, you're treating the Rabban Shalom like your friend, right? That you say things that you don't have Kavana, and then you have Kavana again. Mika. If the person didn't have kavanah to begin with, we hit him with some kind of thing from a blacksmith until he's mechaven his das. Rashi says a cornice, hit him with an anvil. Yeah. Rashi chavrusa klapishmaya minig shenoig odem bechaveiro. You treat the rabbanus like your friend. Hey, right? You shouldn't have kavanah the first time. Eitzel amakom v'lo yizor b'tfilaso. In other words, the mice, sometimes it happens, but Gemara is saying such a thing shouldn't happen. Okay. Machin and Lei, Kolom, and the Ramar shows a different shot, Chavrusa Klap Ishmaya. It's like you're making two gods. You're making God have a Chavrusa. Right? So the fact that you weren't Mechavin and you have to repeat it appears like you're making the Rabbanu Shalom have a Chavrusa. Machin and Lei, Kolomer, Melam Dimoso Shechavin. We teach him to have Kavana. How do you teach a person to have Kavana? He does it, we hit him with an anvil. The hammer that the guy hits on the anvil is the thing you hit on. Right? The hammer that you hit on the anvil is a hammer, I guess. So that's the makeves biyoda, metagamina marzafta, that's the hammer. So you hit him with a hammer, then a blacksmith hammer. It's a starka hammer. Okay. Haomer yivarchu chatovim hareza darkei minus. Okay, haover lefnei hateva v'toa. If a person is davening for the omid and he made a mistake, we'll see in one second what the mistake was. Yavar acher tachtov. So you put in a pinch hitter, right? A stand in for him because he can't. Obviously, the guy can't go on. He doesn't know how to go on. The guy they asked to take his place should not, what's it called, refuse. He should go immediately. Where does he start from? From the beginning of the bracha where this guy got stuck. So the guy got stuck in the middle of Atachone. He doesn't know how to finish the bracha. And again, we're talking in a case where they didn't have a siddur. So the person got mixed up and he couldn't go on. He couldn't remember how to say the bracha. Today, what would be, the guy got sick. In the middle, right? He had to run to the bathroom, something, right, that he couldn't continue on, right? Fainted in the middle of davening. So then we see the same halacha. But Torah today doesn't really apply. You just look in the siddur and see what to do. So zeh ha'over lefnei ha'teva, mitzilas baruch shetor zeh, ha'over lefnei ha'teva, lo yana omen achar ha'kohanim, person who's a shliach tzibur, should not answer omen after the kohanim, nipnei ha'tiruv, because if he answers omen, we're afraid that he won't be able to go back and get the flow of his davening. Okay, and we'll see which amens. There's a few amens over here. There's amens to the Yivarechecha, and there's amens to the bracha of the Vorech Esamo Yisro Bi'ava. Which amens is it talking about? The Ein Shom Kohen Elohu, Lo Yisos Kapo. If there's no other Kohen besides him, right, then he should not duch. But if he's sure that he can duchen, and then go back to the flow of davening. He won't get mixed up, right? Again, the shliach tzibur can be no sekapov, at least in the case where there's no other kohen. That's all we know. He's talking where there's no other kohen except for him. Still, he shouldn't be no sekapov. There won't be duchening if he knows, if he's not sure if he can go back to daven. But if he's sure he can daven, then he could duchen. But it seems from the Mishnah only in that case where there's no other kohen. Okay, we'll see. That's when we get to the Gemara. Rash. Lo ye sarvin bo sushah lefi shashar yodim lefnei ateva kisha omrim lo lech reid sorich lesari pamachas kolomer eini kedai lekach kedamrin lekamam b'shmaisin, as the Gemara is going to say. Other people, when you ask them to daven, they should be reticent to daven. First time they should say no. Second time, I'm not really, right? Not no, but I don't really think, find somebody more fitting, right? Avol zeh lo yisari. That this person should not hesitate. Mipnei shegnai hu shetea tefila mufsekes kol kach. This is the maisa, it's in the middle of tefila now. So it's a gnai for the tefila if they're sitting around and waiting for a new chas. Mitchilas habrocha shetoa zeh, im dileg achas min habrocha. So Rashi learns what was the toast. Not like we said, that it's somebody forgot what they're doing in the middle of the bracha. He forgot one of the brachas. Okay, the guy left out a bracha, and then the tzibur woke up, and they realized, hey, the guy forgot, slach log, right? He went and skipped the bracha. The omer acheres, the enu yodei lo shuv, and he doesn't know how to go back. Now he's all mixed up. The lecho sidro. So yaschil ha'over tachtov osa bracha shedileg zeh, the omer mishon lahalon. So the person who takes over for him starts from that bracha and goes in the order from there on. That's how Rashi says in the Mishnah. But he doesn't just say that bracha and then go on for he was. For instance, they find out when he's saying Alat Tzadikim that he forgot Slach Lanu. So you don't just say Slach Lanu and then go back to Virushalayim Ircha, right? But you say Slach Lanu and go all the brachas after that in order. That's what Rashi says in the Mishnah. So it's very difficult from what Rashi says in the Gemara. But that's what Rashi says in the Mishnah. Lo yada omein achra kohanim, hashatz b'sof kol bracha bracha. So Rashi learns, the omein that the shatz should not say is the omein after each bracha, after yivarechecha, after yoyer, the chazan does not answer omein to birkas kohan. Mipnei ha-tiruf, shlo titruf daito, v'yitel, he shouldn't get mixed up. Levi sheshatz hu tzorech lahaskel bracha shniyah. The lomer lefnei kohanim kol teva v'teva, because the shliach tzibur has to say the words before the kohanim say them. Right? He has to be makra, and by the way, the halacha is that the makra has to say it as loud as the kohanim. He has to say it the kol ram, not like the toast that people make that the makra says it if it's low, right, in a falsetto voice like chazanim do or whatever. It has to be said loud. Right, omer lohem the kol ram. That same thing that the Kohanim say, that's how the Chazan has to say it. So he has to say it out loud. And he's going to get mixed up. He answers Amen, right? So he's going to get mixed up where he's holding. Yivarechecha, Yoyer, Yosei, what's it called? Yayisa. So therefore, he should not answer Amen, and he keep his mind on the next thing he has to say. Kedamrim Sechas Sota. Vanoso Amen, lo yuchal lechavin maher, lahaskul bebrachas lachra. If he answers on main, he's going to have to start thinking, and he may get mixed up. And you can imagine davening without a sibur, the chlal. Okay, it's confusing. Okay, you lose your train of thought. In ein shom kohen elohu hachazan, if he's the only kohen there, lo yisus kapov shemel yuchal lazor l'tfiloso, right? Lo das lechavin lahaskul b'shim shalom. Then he shouldn't duchen because we're afraid he'll get confused and he won't be able to continue on Sim Shalom. Shadaitum with Turefis Me'imas HaTzibur. He's going to, now he has to duchen, so he's going to have this fear of the Tzibur, and that's going to make him not think straight. V'im Haftachosu Klomer Im Batuachu She'ein Daitum with Turefis. But if he knows he's going to be able to concentrate and know how to continue on Sim Shalom, Me'imas HaTzibur, he's not going to get confused from the Tzibur. Then he can duchen and he'll daven normal. But he has to be that he knows he's not going to get mixed up. Okay, stop here and we'll go on.